Shabbat Shalom. This week is Parshas Beshalach, and now one of my favorite Haftorahs of all time. The Torah reading is the song after the parting of the seas, and we read Oz Yashir. There are 10 songs that we have in our Tanakh. This is one of them, Shiras Devorah, the song of Deborah. Who was this woman? Well, she was a Neviah, she was a prophetess, wealthy, and we knew about her because of her modesty. She would never have meetings with people that came to consult her privately. She always sat, it says, under the date tree, under the palm tree of Devorah. And she was up north, and she was married to a man, it says, Eshed Lapidot, that this man knew how to twist the wicks in order that the oil would burn in the menorah through the night. You had the same amount of oil in the summertime and in the wintertime. So how do you make it last? It depends how tight or loose you tied the wicks. You twisted the wicks. And that was his understanding. So Devorah, prophetess, up north. And she has this command, a vision, and she has to make sure that the Israelites go to war with Yavin and Sisera, Melech Hatzor. Let's hear what happens. So her husband is told to go out to war. And he says, I'm not going without you. And she says, if I go with you, I get the spiritual credit. You want me to come? He says, please, I want you to come. They gathered 10,000 people. The Jewish people, the Israelites gathered 10,000 people against the power, the Canaanite power that was up north, Yavin, Melech Hatzor. You can visit Hatzor today. It's an archaeological site. They sent Sisera, the general, with 900 chariots. We didn't know from that. We were sword wielders. We didn't have chariots in those days. This is well before the Beis HaMikdash was built. This was hundreds of years beforehand in the time of the Shoftim. Yes, Devorah was part of the time of the judges, pre-Beis HaMikdash, when we only had the tabernacle. So now what happens is the Jewish people are outnumbered. The men that are in Sisera's army are on the top of a mountain. They're rolling down 900 tanks at the 10,000 of us, plus who knows how many other soldiers. What happens? Miracle time. It says in the Midrash that a terrible rainstorm came down and these men on the chariots, their wheels got stuck in the mud. And it talks about it, every last one of them were wiped out. Of course, except one, Sisera. What happened to this general? He ran off. Where does he run? The Kenites. They were a nation of people that lived friendly within the area of the Israelites, the Jezreel Valley, and he runs into the tent of none other than Yael. Many of us have named our daughters Yael. Yael was a Kenite. What did she do? Sisera ran away. He was hiding. He comes to her and he says, please, give me something to drink. Give me mayim, water. What does she do? She gave him warm milk. He fell asleep. And then she took one of the pegs from the tent and nailed him in his head, and he died. And that the end of the story is that the Jewish people triumphed over the Canaanites with girl power, Devorah and Yael. What a wonderful story. And then in Perek Hey, after what the story I just told you, is Shirat Devorah, the song of Devorah. And that is the celebration of the victory over Sisera and his army. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.